Next time you buy something from an out-of-state seller, you may end up paying sales tax. Right now, many out-of-state retailers don't collect sales taxes. They aren't required to. But a Supreme Court ruling last year gave states the right to collect sales tax from out-of-state companies who have more than $100,000 in sales. Arizona lawmakers gave the go-ahead for the Arizona Department of Revenue to start collecting that tax this week. To learn more, our co-host Steve Goldstein talked with Grant Nula, deputy director for the Arizona Department of Revenue, and they began by talking about how to identify which out-of-state sellers will need to collect and pay the tax and how Arizona will get that information.
We've talked to a number of different states about this. One of the first places that we've started, and many other states have done so, is really looked at third-party information, consultancies, other type of data companies that collect, aggregate data about businesses, particularly in the e-commerce space. And that's principally the place that we and many other states have started, is looking who are some of the larger players in that space. And then once we've developed a list based on a variety of different third-party sources, then we begin drafting letters and drafting them in a way that doesn't presume they have a tax liability, but more so states that they may, that Arizona has this new law in place. We think that perhaps this seller, remote seller, or marketplace facilitator may have a obligation to collect tax and report. And then we send those letters out and then engage with the business and try to determine whether or not they meet those thresholds or not.
Can you give us an idea at this point how many companies you've identified so far?
Yes, at this point over 5,000. And it's a pretty evenly distributed across the nation. There's some positive correlation with population. So California, New York, Texas tend to be larger than other states. But overall, I think we've sending letters to every single state in the union at this point.
What happens if sellers don't collect or remit the sales tax? Is there some sort of thing built in where Arizona can somehow go after them to make sure the state's able to collect?
Our interest is getting them into compliance and assisting them in doing so as quickly as possible. So we're going to use every means we can in terms of front-end education, front-end reaching out to them, trying to understand, okay, you met the threshold at this particular point, so you're unable to file between that point and now. What was the main driver of that? We've heard a lot of feedback from businesses that typically software integration, sales tax software integration is a barrier. And working with them to identify how quickly they can get their software issues resolved, and then finding a way to get them licensed and registered right away and pay any of the tax that was collected or not collected between the period of time they met the threshold and the time that they get registered with us. There's a variety of different tools that we can use, but our strong preference is always front-end education and compliance.
Have you run into any obstacles or any hiccups so far?
No, at this point it's gone quite well. We put together a e-commerce compliance and outreach team. It's really a dedicated team that assists businesses in four ways. The first way is if a business received a letter from us, they can call our dedicated phone number 1-833-AZ-ESALE and a dedicated email address and say, I've got this letter, what do I do about it? Secondly, if they've had issues trying to get licensed with us through our online licensing system, they can call the line and get hands-on assistance with that. Third, if they have more specific legal questions about how this new economic nexus law works or how that works relative to, say, having physical presence in the state of Arizona, we have experts available through that phone line to answer those questions. And then we've noticed that as other states have implemented these laws, that there's very little assistance provided to in-state sellers. And what I mean by that is there are in-state sellers, Arizona-based sellers, that are now receiving letters from states like Wyoming or Washington State because they're remote sellers. And what our phone line allows Arizona-based businesses, and they're typically smaller, medium-sized businesses that typically work through an online platform to sell, they can call us and say, I've received this letter from the state of Wyoming. How do I go about, how do I understand more about how the law works? And we can provide them some assistance in better understanding those laws and help them work with the state of Wyoming to come into compliance. So we think we added that because we, as we looked around the nation, we saw that that type of assistance to Arizona-based businesses was would be something that would be quite valuable.
How impactful can a law like this have when it comes to what your agency is tasked with doing generally? I mean, is this something that, as we've seen other states do it, Arizona now doing it, how impactful a change is this when we look at overall tax policy?
Yeah, it's a very impactful change. Certainly from a policymaker's standpoint, one of the motives they had in putting this law into place was to create a more level playing field between Arizona-based businesses and those that were located outside the state. So that certainly is the main one of the main impacts of this law. From an administrative standpoint, for this department, we have a whole new set of customers that we're here to serve. And they're principally going to interact with us through electronic means rather than coming into our offices. So in some ways, we need to make sure that it's as easy to file and pay and do business with the department in an electronic format and be responsive to those customers. And I would just add kind of to that end, the department received $2 million to implement this law. That was extremely helpful in terms of us getting from where we were on May 31st to where we are now on October 1. And we're asking for continued funding, albeit at a smaller level, to sustain this effort and this level of assistance to these new customers in next year's budget cycle.
That's Grant Nuala, Deputy Director for the Arizona Department of Revenue. He talked with our co-host, Steve Goldstein.